الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم أنه غزا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قبل نجد. In this narration, which of three narrations have come of this expedition, of this incident, and putting them all together, basically it is, we are in the chapter of having yaqeen, full conviction on the being of Allah Ta'ala, the system of Allah Ta'ala, the deen of Allah, the life of qabr, akhirah, jannah, jahannam. If there is any little bit of doubt, it negates the conviction. And then our iman is in jeopardy. So we must have complete yaqeen, conviction on that. And then the chapter is also on tawakkul, to trust fully on Allah Ta'ala and only on Allah Ta'ala. We don't trust on anyone else, not even on ourselves. We only put our full trust on Allah Ta'ala, and this is what we have to develop, what this chapter is about. So this occasion of this ghazwa, this expedition of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which was towards Najd, a place in Saudi Arabia which is there till today, and it is also called Zatul Riqa. That in this expedition, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu were put to such test, they had to walk bare feet for the major part of the journey, because of which their legs, their feet, their toes, etc., got cuts, and they had to fasten it with rags, and therefore it was known as Zatul Riqa. Anyway, on the return of this journey, and they had to take rest, Qailuda, which is a very important sunnat also, to rest in the afternoon, a siesta, which can be from 1 minute to 1 hour. And that Imam Maulana Thanwi rahmatullah says, the reward of Qailuda is more than tahajjud namaz also. Qailuda is sunnat, tahajjud is nafal. So this reward is even more greater, which generally we are also deprived of. Even if we just put our head down on the desk for a little while, sitting on a chair and just relaxing and closing our eyes, but with the niyat of Qailuda for 1, 2 minutes, 5 minutes also, it is very, very beneficial for the health, and much more greater than that, it is a sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So anyway, they all found the places of shade. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam rested under one tree as well and hung his sword on the tree. And then a Bedouin who was around there found this opportunity, and he took the sword, unsheathed it, and with the naked sword stood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, who was asleep, and woke him up. And when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam woke up, and this is the important part and the relevance to this chapter, that person asked, who will save you now from me? I'm over you, I've got my full advantages over you, I've got the sword, and you have just awoken from your sleep, you are not properly in your mind also. Who will save you? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, with complete composure, with calm and cool, and with complete conviction and firmness, told Allah, and repeated it 3 times. The effect of this was that the sword fell from his hand. He was overstruck with awe. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam picked up the sword and asked him, who will save you now from me? So he said, be kind to me. Have mercy upon me. In other words, I know nobody can save me, because he did not have iman on Allah. So he said, thought, nobody can save me. So have mercy on me. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam offered him the da'wat of Islam, bear witness in the oneness of Allah and in my nabuwat and my risalat. He refused to. But he said that I will not ever fight against you and never ever join anyone who fights against you. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam let him go. When he went to his people, he told his people, I have come from the best of people. There isn't anyone as good as him. When I had full control over him, he put his full trust on Allah Ta'ala. And when he had his full control over me, and I refused to even accept his da'wat, and the iman he was presenting to me, yet he was so kind to me. And then he also accepted Islam. So the lesson for us to learn, that under all circumstances we have to develop ourselves to such a state that whatever happens, our trust is on Allah. If somebody puts a gun to our head, it may be a blank gun also. But we go blank at that time. We have to develop our iman that at that time also our trust is in Allah. We are driving and it appears that we are meeting up with a terrible accident. At that time also immediately Bismillah, tawakkal to Allah, whatever it is, it appears hijackers are coming or crooks are coming in our house or in our business. At that time also to remember Allah. And whoever did this saw the open miracles in front of their eyes. How Allah Ta'ala had helped them. And this must not just be the outward words that we have, for example, reading Ayatul Kursi, etc. But the more important thing is the conviction in the heart. That full conviction that these people can do nothing to me. This whatever is happening, nothing can happen to me. My Allah is there to protect me. When a person has that conviction, then Allah's help comes to him in such ways that it baffles any and everyone. And nobody can understand how a person gets saved at that time. How many people who came in accidents, the car was a complete write-off, like a sardine tin, but the person comes out without a scratch from there. So it is all that we have to develop this, and that is the important thing that we read this hadith about, not just a matter of reading it and hearing it, but that we make an effort to develop this yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala and have our full trust and tawakkul on Allah Ta'ala, and then see that how Allah Ta'ala helps us. And the open proof of that is the nights of the Sahaba, which no one in the world can deny. From where they were, but when they developed this, they overran the whole world. And no power, the great, great Persian and Roman empires could not stand in front of them in any way whatsoever. And this will be till the day of Qiyamah. The weakness and the deficiency is from our side. It is our same Allah who is there, and the same Nusrat and help is there for us today also. But we have to become eligible for it. We have to develop these qualities within us. And not that we're giving preference to dunya's life, dunya's education, enjoyment, haram enjoyment of dunya over deen. And then we just expect all this to happen, or just putting a ta'weez is hanging and we will get protection. It doesn't work in that way. It's not a matter of making the walls Muslim in our houses. We have to become Muslims. And we have to have that qualities within us. So these qualities of yaqeen, of tawakkul, and they don't just come like that. And one greatest means of achieving it is dhikrullah. A person makes the dhikr of Allah tabaraka ta'ala and stays in the company of the righteous and the pious. Those are two main ways that Allah grants us. And these qualities come into us also. And then it is a great, great source, protection, progress, Allah's rahmat, barakat in every form and every way. And not only for us, but even we make dua for our family, for our town people, for the ummah. Allah Ta'ala will help us. May Allah Ta'ala guide us to righteousness, and may Allah Ta'ala give us these true qualities. And we should also all make a lot of dua today, especially for Saudi Arabia, where the government has announced that all the imams must speak against Tabligh Jamaat. This is they stooping to the lowest levels, and for them the dangerous things. And they say that they must speak against Tabligh Jamaat, they are inviting the wrath of Allah Ta'ala. We all must make dua, Allah protect Haramain Sharifain, and from all these evils, Allah protect us all.